he's back there doing what he loves, and you're here. You know, you were kind of like born for the radio.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about the radio. Are you saying I don't have a face for TV?
New Haven style pizza. Come and take a seat. A pizza, it's time to eat.
Welcome to episode 28 of Charred and New Haven Pizza Show. We are here at Pasta Vest in Guilford. It's Kevin Begley. We got Frank Zabski. Some delicious smells coming from these pizzas. And big thanks to Sarah and Necco here, the owners of Pasta Vest, for having us here today for this episode. Hey, Sarah.
Yes. Hi. Thanks for having me. I kind of bullied my way onto the show. I was a big fan. I love what you guys are doing. He had been a customer, so I was sort of like, how about us? Can we be on the show? I'm happy to be a part of it.
No, I love it. Thank you for watching and checking out the show. Yeah,
of course.
Awesome.
I love what you guys are doing. Pizza is life, as far as I'm concerned. So,
and yeah, like you said, Frank's been here a bunch. This is my first time.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. You can always tell, I say, when you walk into a pizzeria for the first time, you can tell right away if it's going to be good or not.
Yeah.
And just not even trying the pizza yet, you can just feel the vibe, the smells, you know, the ovens in the back, the little tables right here. It just feels homey and like a pizzeria.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, this restaurant had been here for 13 or 14 years before we bought it, and they had their own thing going, hence the name Pasta comes before pizza.
Yeah, yeah.
We certainly wouldn't have done it that way. But we bought it during the pandemic, so our whole goal was, you know, we didn't have a ton of funding or anything. We just kind of bought it and just sort of slid in. We opened the next day.
Yeah.
We've been
literally
the next day. Yeah. We've just been kind of slowly like making adjustments. We just wanted to take really good care of the people in the community so that they didn't feel like, oh my God, my favorite spot is changing and closed and now there's this chic, you know, city pizzeria.
Yeah.
So we had a 5-year goal.
Chic?
I mean, I think our pizza is. We had a 5-year goal of kind of working towards, you know, maybe a rebranding or renaming so that we can really be ourselves. But it's been really good to us so far because we had sort of a built-in audience, and it's only gone up from there as people are reintroducing themselves to our pizza and our brand of pizza.
And the name recognition is huge, too, especially if people had known that in the town for so long, you know?
Of course, yeah. People came, you know, they've been having their family events here. We do a ton of catering, so they, you know, we're really well-known for just bringing home a bunch of trays last minute for, you know, baby showers, weddings, whatever is going on. Sports in this town is huge, just all over the place. So we wanted to hold on to that and then really just slowly kind of introduce them to what we're doing, which we think is a little bit higher end, more authentic, pizza experience.
And coming off the highway here, it's literally, you can almost see it from the highway, just
it's
taking the right off 95.
Quarter mile off exit 59. It couldn't have been easier. I was saying to you before, we get a ton of travelers coming from Massachusetts to New York. They always make it their stop and their summer trip. We see them again and again.
Yeah.
A lot of business people just come in. I mean, if you're going to grab a bite to eat on the road, why not have something actually homemade and authentic?
Or if people are driving down from the north going to New Haven to do a New Haven pizza tour, it's a perfect stop as like a little precursor to your pizza day.
Absolutely, an appetizer for your pizza tour. Yeah, why not? Absolutely.
I found out about this because I probably discovered this place probably about 10 years ago when I guess the original owners owned it. A buddy of mine used to live in Guilford or had a tackle shop down the street. But I recently rediscovered it because my daughter had surgery on her foot, and there's, I can't think, Connecticut Orthopedic
there's
up there.
There's a bunch of Yale, New Haven, all sorts of doctors around here.
And I remembered it, not knowing it was a different owner, but I'm like, we got to go there. And then every time my daughter came back to get checked up and stuff like that, we would come here, and we just love it.
Mm-hmm. And I recognized him, of course, from Pizza the Bones. And I was saying, I didn't say anything. Say anything the first time because I didn't really want to bother him and force pizza down his throat. Because you got a sandwich that first day.
Focaccia, and, chicken parm.
Yep, we make our focaccia fresh every day here.
Oh, wow, yum.
And then when the second time, I was like, all right, I have to say something now. So, you know, I introduced myself and I said that I would love to be on. So, and here we are. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think any exposure is good exposure.
Yeah.
Right?
My wife gets embarrassed because, you know, I'm certainly no celebrity or anything, but people know who I am, especially pizza stuff.
In the pizza world, you are.
I don't know, Frank. We've been doing this for a year now. Yeah.
She's like, we can't go in here without someone coming up to talk to you. We've been in the craziest places and people come up. And it's kind of cool. But yeah, I mean, I'm glad we talked. And I do generally love this place. And like Kevin was saying, like when I first opened the door, this waft of just this awesome baked bread, dough, pizza, just boof. it hits you right in the face.
Yeah, and morning time fresh is the best here. Time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything from scratch. I know most restaurants say that, but I don't know if that's actually true.
Right.
But everything is made from scratch.
Bread, focaccia, everything.
Yeah, wow. We're really lucky. Just my husband's and I experience, you know, we each have 25 years in restaurants in D.C. Everything, you know, all the way up the corporate ladder, more or less.
Wow.
So we're trained for, you know, action, volume, service.
In the weeds.
Hospitality, exactly, like drowning in tickets. So when we bought this place, it was really a slowdown.
Oh, yeah.
So we spent probably a year and a half dialing it back and trying
downshift.
To chill out. The pizzeria that my husband and I met in, we did 1,000 pizzas a day there.
Wow.
A day?
1,000 pizzas a day. It was
it a Greek place?
They were Neapolitan,
okay.
So it was individual pies, which definitely helps with the volume. But, you know, 60 seconds in the oven and out onto the table, churn and burn.
That's incredible.
Yeah, and he worked there. He ran that place for about 17 years and then went on to do a bunch of other pizza stuff and work for a pizza oven company and do consulting. He's been to all those Vegas shows. I know you like those a lot.
Frank was out there last year,
So, yeah, it's really nice to be in a small town like this. And,
yeah.
You know, we always joke, like, if you're gonna claim to be great at pizza, this is the place that you show your chops, if you really want to see how you stack up. So,
and we've talked about it before in some episodes about how it's funny that you don't see too many new pizza places opening up. And I think that's a big part of it is to just open a pizza place with no experience is very hard
Insane.
To do. And like Frank always says, like, you're not going to last if your pizza's not good.
Yeah.
No. And it's a lot of work. Like, it's a ton of work that goes into it. And for somebody who had so much experience in the restaurant business, you knew what you were getting into.
Mm-hmm.
So that seems like it was a big part of it.
Yeah, a huge part. I think anybody who would just say, like, let's open a pizzeria because I like pizza is absolutely a sadist. you know, nobody's getting rich from this.
No.
And nobody is working awesome hours and taking a bunch of vacations. It is absolutely thankless. But if you love it, like my husband loves pizza, you know, he eats, sleeps, and breathes it, just like you guys, I guess, right?
Yeah. I know. And it comes through. It comes through in the pizza, in the experience when you go to a place, when you eat there, when you get the takeout. And you're right. Like, people eat pizza at inconvenient times. So, like, Friday nights, weekends, you know, getting catering for holidays.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to really love it.
Yeah.
And it seems like you guys do. That's awesome.
Yeah. And I think something that helps us a lot here, too, is that we have slices. There's not a lot of slice shops around here. There should be more slice shops, I think, everywhere. But I also think that speaks to the quality of pizza, because not all pizza can necessarily hold up being reheated like that. And so it's really nice. Like you said, we're right off of 95, right on the post road. So you don't need to sit down and commit to a whole pizza. You come in, it's a snack as far as I'm concerned, a slice of pizza.
Grab two, three slices.
Two, three slices, get out. And we also have Sicilian by the slice, which I'm going to have them bring out for you as well.
Ooh,
so
nice.
There's not a lot of places that have that. So that helps us as well, too. Yeah.
Let's get into these pizzas we got in front of us.
I've got some plates right over there for you.
No, we don't.
Come on now. Do you want to describe them real quick? I mean, this one seems obvious.
Yeah, so, you know, these guys gave us our pick of what we wanted to present. This is a marinara. It's my favorite pizza that my husband makes. I don't think there's a better way to really taste the actual dough itself.
Yeah.
And to me, it's just so light. It barely feels like you're eating anything. You could take this down
in a heartbeat.
Surfboard.
Yeah.
No flop.
And just so everyone knows, just so we're being authentic and full disclosure, like, we do not have a coal oven. We are not authentic New Haven pizza. But, you know, I think it's just, I think you hit it on the nose. It's how well you craft the dough, how well you're making everything, and how well you know how to cook it, right?
Yeah.
Like, a bubble here is a thing of beauty.
Right. And the pizza speaks for itself. You know, people say, like, the cold and the wrong oven, all that. But if your pizza's good, your pizza's good.
It's the pizza, right. Yeah, so this is something that I often recommend. Obviously, it's good for people who are dairy-free and stuff like that. But I just think it's genuinely delicious.
I have to go cheese
gotta
first.
You got to start with the cheese, of course.
It's my tradition when I go to a new place.
Yep, that's just a classic cheese pizza. Can't really go wrong with that. And the marinara, right? Oregano, garlic, basil.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean,
how
I want to kill this whole thing right now.
That's what I'm saying. You could. It's light as a feather, right? It's got that good crunch to it.
I mean, the tomato comes out immediately. It's like that good quality, probably Italian, California tomato.
Yeah.
The garlic. This is actually similar to a tomato pie, which kind of was what started pizza in New Haven.
That's right.
Man.
And I love that pie, actually. I love the fresh tomato pie, and I love the clam pie.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is incredible, by the way.
Thank you so much. I will say, since it's charred, stay close to my thing. Since it's charred, this is on the lighter side, and the reason that we do that is because it's a slicer, right? So
you put out the slices.
Right, so because we're warming it back for a second one, so typically it would have more of an undercarriage that's kind of light.
Makes sense.
Yeah, so we like to, that way you don't actually
I always wondered that when you go to places and they have the slices. So when someone orders a slice, you throw it in for a couple minutes?
Yeah, I mean, everybody has preference, to be honest. Some people like a cold slice pizza.
Right, true.
And they're just out the door and they're in a rush. The pizzas come out throughout the day too, so if you happen to get here when it's just came out, you don't need to reheat it. But yeah, we typically just throw it in there for another, 30, 45 seconds just to crisp it back up and tighten the cheese.
Now, you're not going to take these back and reheat them and sell them, are you?
These are yours. These are yours, unless you don't finish it.
You started getting me nervous over here, Sarah. We're going downhill quick.
No, I'm sorry. I was just explaining why, it might not be as charred as used to being charred.
Yeah.
By the way, where's my t-shirt? I feel a little
We got one for you in the car.
Right, oh, yeah, Frank brought one. Frank, can you pass me a napkin real quick?
Yes, sir. So
thank you.
What style? So obviously, we're big New Haven style, but I love New York style. What style would you consider this? Because it's kind of like New Haven, in my opinion, New Haven-ish.
Yes.
And the ish isn't bad.
Adjacent, yeah. So, and it's fun. I was hoping we would kind of get into the nitty-gritty of it, because we struggled with that for a while, right? Like I said, we came from D.C. where he really was master of Neapolitan, D.O.C. certified.
D.O.P.
certified. Thank you.
I didn't know either one. I was like, yeah, that sounds right.
That's like the very traditional four ingredients, no BS. You can't mess around with that. That is his favorite style to cook. There is an amazing pizzeria right down the street here in Guilford. Shout out to Buffalina. That's doing that already.
Oh, okay.
Very authentic, really tiny, super delicious. Not everybody loves a Neapolitan pie either, right? So we were just trying to kind of figure out where our place was for a while. We know we don't have the authentic coal. We're working on a wood oven that's not working for us that well back there. So what he did was really quickly adjust, first of all, to a higher gluten flour, right?
Yep.
And then just work on sort of the bake time and find the right spot in the oven and everything like that. So I do think it's sort of a testament to how much he loves creating dough.
Yeah.
How the proofing process is incredibly important to us. We do not rush anything at all. Everything is 36, 48 hours minimum. It's proofing again and again, especially that Sicilian. That one even has an extra proof to it.
You've
been telling me about the Sicilian, but I don't see it.
I know. Hey, Dad, can you bring a slice of Sicilian over here, or two slices if you get a chance?
I got to try one of
these. Bring the whole tray if you want.
I got to try one.
That's my dad.
Nice.
He's so cute.
The family business.
It
I love
sure
it.
Sure is. Yeah. I mean, he was not a pizza guy. He is a retired dentist. But once we got this place, he was like, hey, can I come hang
That's
out?
That's awesome.
And he's our biggest fan.
Hold
yeah,
on,
it's
I get
great.
This crunch on the mic.
Yeah. Go. Oh, there we go. Mm. That
look at
was
this.
Nice and big.
Thank
Thanks,
you,
Dad.
Sir. Thanks, Dad.
So when I talk about proofing, I'm sure you've learned this from Frank.
Right.
Yeah. That's the rest period where all of that yeast is working its magic and creating the aeration.
Dough. Got it.
And this is what makes the bubbles, what makes the space in that, instead of just having, a flat piece of crust. So you can see in that. It is more dough.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me. But it is definitely the extra proofing that gives it that height. Because I think you'll see once you bite into it, there's a lot of air. It's much lighter than you would expect it to be.
Yeah, because I think people get intimidated at first by that style because they say, like, I can't eat all those. But then you eat it and you're like, oh, this is lighter than I thought.
It goes down like nothing. I mean, it doesn't go down this light.
This is fantastic. Yeah. This is maybe the lightest pizza I've ever tried.
Yeah. And it's so flavorful, too,
right? It really is.
Like, I know
the
you're
sauce.
A cheese guy, but I don't think it's.
No, I like this. This is really good.
Please.
If you're really into sauce, too, and I know a lot of people are, the taste of the sauce, you get it a little bit with the cheese pizza, but you really taste it with this one.
Yeah, not too sweet, not too, right? Everybody's got their own kind of thing. But, he does make a beautiful, beautiful sauce. The proofing is a big, big part of it. And that's good to say just about our dough is, we're using the same dough everywhere, right? His dough recipe, the way that it is, the way that he worked up that higher gluten to make sure it was nice and chewy.
Yep.
he played with that probably for a whole year until he really just found it's what he likes. You know, it's his art, it's his craft. You can see behind us, we kind of wrote down a bunch of styles in the area because we were trying to figure out where we were going to be. What were we calling ourselves? How were we doing it?
Yeah.
And actually, the more I've listened to your guys' podcasts and some of those big guys, those heavy hitters, those, like, you know, icons and legendary pizzeria owners, the more I was surprised that people were saying, it's our style, right? Like, we do it the way we do it. Like, this is from when I lived in New York and I came here. This is from a combination of things I learned that was passed down to me. And it was really great to hear that. It sort of settled me a little bit because I'm always like, do we have to have a label? Like, what kind of, I don't know. Yeah. You feel like you need to be pigeonholed into a type, but you don't. You just need to be good, right?
And that's really one of my favorite things about pizza. You know, we talked about this when we had Michael Pollack on with the art. You know, pizza is like an art form. Mm-hmm. Like, just all your experiences, you working at other restaurants, you and your husband being in
all
D.C.
All Italian and pizzeria restaurants for the record.
Right. Okay, yeah. So there you go. So him, you know, making those other pizzas for a time, like, that all comes into creating, it's like creativity and artwork with the pizza.
Yeah, it really is. It's, I mean, you know, you eat, breathe, and sleep it.
Yeah, it's an art. It's a passion. And like you said, you know, a lot of people think that, oh, these pizzerias, because they sell 500 pizzas a night, they make $1 million.
They do not.
You know, it doesn't happen.
They do not. Do you know how much a pizza box costs these days?
I
right.
Know.
Yeah, it's like...
Yeah. We won't even get into it.
That's a whole other podcast.
Right. Yeah, I know. We should do like a financial breakdown podcast.
Everyone would feel sorry for us.
But people who order pizza, it's things you don't even think about. You know, you order a pizza on a Friday night. You don't think about what goes into, like you said, the box, the everything, all the, you know, everything that goes into making that one pie.
Right. And it's the time, too, right? Like I said, it's 36, 48 hours. It's not like this actually got made just today, right? Mm. It's a long, arduous labor of love.
You know, the thing that doesn't show up on the recipe or your husband's method is his heart and the passion that goes into something like this. And that's what people don't get. It's like everyone's looking for a recipe. Oh, I want to know how this is made. I want to know how that was made. And that's all great, you know, to kind of get it somewhat in the ballpark. But like someone like your husband who just loves what he does, you know, you can't buy that. You can't put that in a recipe. You can't make it. You can't learn it. You got to have it.
You're 100% correct. And I have said this before on a podcast that I did with iHeartRadio. I 100% fell in love with him watching him make pizza. And that is not even at all a joke or like a play on this podcast or pizza.
No, it's great.
But watching him roll that dough, watching him grab the toppings and put them on the pizza at the line.
Pizza is love.
It was magical. It was passionate. It was, I mean, it just
Listen,
really
we're going,
was.
We're going on the edge. We're not used to around here.
Valentine's Day is coming up. Pizza is love.
Pizza is love. But, but I mean it. It's exactly what you're saying is you can tell who loves what they do. And it's really been interesting here to watch him build the team in the kitchen because people are always coming in for a job and saying that they're pizziolas, right?
Yeah.
And that is the last person that he ever wants to hire. He starts from scratch with someone who has no idea what they're doing.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
He does not want anybody with experience.
Because he wants to teach them.
Because they think they know their thing. They have, you got to break all their bad habits. It's similar with any type of restaurant work, really. But you want to start them from scratch so that they learn it exactly the way you want them to learn it. Yeah.
And you could just tell, like, he hasn't really said much to us, which is good. I mean, when I say good, it's okay. But he's just focused.
Yeah,
he's
like
passionate
that.
About it. And, you know, and it's cool because he's back there doing what he loves and you're here. You know, you were kind of like born for the radio.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about the radio. Are you saying I don't have a face for TV? No, I'm just kidding. I do think, you know, we are a very good match in that I have absolutely no problem talking. And he just wants to cook.
It's like, a great team.
It really is. And, you know, both jobs are important because without 100%. Us talking about what we're doing here, not anybody would get to try all of his great pizza. So
true.
It's really great. It's been wonderful.
And with the open kitchen too, like people walk in and they immediately see the hard work that's happening back there.
Yeah.
And then you greet them and it's like that perfect combination. That's what I mean when I said earlier, like when you walk in, because you smell it, you see it, you know, it's a whole.
There's a smiling face when you walk in the door. We're big on hospitality here. That's a huge part of what we do. And that pizzeria I was talking about that we met in 20 years ago was also an open kitchen concept, which is how I could see him making his pizza all the time. You know, I was at the hostess stand, kind of Google eyes at him. But it really is.
It's nice after 20 years to still obviously are in love with him, which is kind of pretty cool.
Yeah.
Seeing that it's Valentine's
Day.
We're going to be.
Oh, are we going to air on Valentine's Day? Or around, this is the Valentine's episode?
This will probably be the week after Valentine's Day. But so Valentine's Day already happened, but
I could have made you a heart pizza, I know.
I know, but we could have done that. Or people could come here on Valentine's Day.
Do you know what we did last year for Valentine's Day, actually? Just for, like, you know, everybody's trying to get followers, and this is this whole thing of pizzerias that I really never necessarily knew that I would have to do. You know, when we were in the city, you hire a whole marketing team because you have big budgets and everyone's paying your bills. Here, it's our place, so we do it, right? But, you know, we try and placate towards it. We have some great foodies around here. There's one in Guilford actually called Foods with Finn. She does a really great job of, of highlighting local businesses in this town.
Nice.
So for her, we made a bouquet of garlic knots. That was our Valentine's thing last year.
That.
We like made them up like little roses and put them in a whole bouquet with a thing. I'll show you guys a picture. It was pretty funny. But yeah, sometimes you gotta, you know, do the tricks of the ponies. So
get
people in the door, follow your Instagram page. A Vest Pizzeria.
Oh, on Instagram. We got it right here.
Yes, I do. I have in like 15 places all around, and you know, I struggle with social media. It's not really my thing. I like actual socialization.
Right.
But we're doing our best.
Yeah, that's awesome. And looking around, tell us some of the other things that you have going on here. Like, I see the cookies over there.
Yes.
It seems like there's other stuff on your menu.
Yeah, cookies are a must-have. I mean, they're just legendary around here. I got a fresh tray of those coming out for you in a minute.
Because I need one at least.
Yeah, for sure. And I know you have two kids, so we'll send you home with
Nice, thank you.
I have three kids.
Oh, okay. yeah, the cookies are just sort of like a nice little thing that we have going. To be honest, what I think is just killer besides the pizza itself, and it's because of the dough, is we do a $4 loaf of Italian bread. Mm. We bake them fresh all day, every single day.
Can you bring us over a loaf of bread?
Toss a loaf of bread this way. And it's just killer. It's just the best deal in town, to be honest. Like, I know everybody is so thoughtful about what they're putting in their bodies nowadays, and the ingredients do matter. So do you want a loaf of bread that has 10,000 ingredients?
Look at that.
Or do you want a beautiful loaf of bread?
Look at this dog, huh?
Yeah, hold that up to the camera.
$4? I mean, how can you go wrong?
Where are you getting this?
And that's and that's one thing that people don't even think about. You're right. Like, they just buy the bread right at the grocery store. And, or you can get it locally made here fresh.
So my vision, look at that. Please. You see the steam?
Oh, you got some oil?
Olive oil for you. There you go.
I love that.
Wasn't there a song by Men at Work, Take a Bedroom? There's a... something with bread or something. All right, take this.
Let's hear it, Frank.
I got to eat this.
Look at it. I got the Sicilian. I got these slices.
I know, we're going to carve you out, but it is
look at this.
But I got to try this.
It is killer. So, yeah, I always say grab a loaf of bread. What I envision for this place is not just a pizzeria. I love being a slice shop. I love people coming in here for pizza. But I want you to be able to come out with a bag and kind of be set with your groceries for the week. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I want you to come in here. I want you to get a couple slices for lunch. But on your way out, a couple crispy chicken cutlets from the case.
Because you have to go, right?
Yeah. All of that stuff is grab and go. We've got fresh things in the case, like a beautiful chickpea salad or a pasta salad or whatever seasonal. Eggplant caponata is incredible here. So a loaf of bread, eggplant caponata, you're headed to someone's house for dinner, boom, you don't have to think about what to bring.
It's a great idea, too. Yeah.
You know, just grab, there's quarts and pints of sauce. You grab it and throw it over your own pasta if you want. I really want people to kind of like think about all of the things that they can
get. You're pretty good at sales.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, we have, I like to say we really have a clear, at least I have a very clear vision of what I see this place being.
Yeah.
And like I kind of mentioned to you guys before, is like I really want it to feel organic and slow moving. I don't want to just shock people that have been really good long-standing customers.
Yep.
Especially after the pandemic, everyone was really holding on to what is my normal, my regular.
Right.
They didn't want change. And and we really wanted to be respectful of that. It's such a small, cute community. And we're so grateful to be, past that 2-year mark where everybody does a nosedive. We're going into year 4, so
you're going uphill.
We have such a clear vision of where we want to be by year 5, by year 8, by year 10. And as long as, you know, everyone keeps coming through the door, we'll get there. We have a beautiful space upstairs as well that we rent out for parties.
Oh, wow.
I did a lot of catering in my days in D.C., event planning and stuff like that. So we hope to take advantage of that in the future. And also because Necco is so well-trained in the kitchen and not just with pizza, even though this is his, you know, bread and butter, this is where he eats and breathes, his skill set in the kitchen is way beyond what most pizzaiolas do. In that restaurant that we met in, they were, you know, fresh filet
that you fell
anchovies
in love with.
That we fell in love with. Yeah.
Watching him make the pizzas.
I know.
So he's got like he's got a real like chef kitchen background.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. He is so impressive just as a cook.
Yeah.
And you can notice that just from the flavor profiles of the sauce, where just, you know, the simplest things sometimes are the hardest to make.
I mean, this year's money.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah.
What about Junior? Is he into...
We've got two juniors. We've got a 5- and a 7-year-old, and there is nothing they love more than making a mess in that kitchen with them. They have been shortly banned from being in here. You know, they're boys. They're rowdy. Yeah. They want to climb all over everything and throw flour at each other.
Most kids have a Fisher-Price kitchen at home. They have a real one play in.
Yes, they come in here. I mean, yeah, we're here every single day, right? Yeah. That's the way we always imagined it. As soon as they possibly can, they will be washing dishes in the back. They already know how to fold boxes and do roll-ups.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
They're going to work.
Yeah, I love that. Between your dad and the kids and your husband, it's just, you know, that's what, and it comes through in the food.
Yeah, I think so, too. So, well, you know, there's just a lot of growth potential, which is really exciting, but I think the key is the pizza and having nailed that down, which, like I said, it was a little, you know, you come into a new state, you come into a new area that revolves around pizza, right? I mean, you talk about it all the time. There's no state.
It's in our blood.
It's incredible. And, you know, I remember over the course of the years that we've been dating, we went, you know, I took him to Popeyes, I took him to Sally's. We did all of those things.
Yep.
It really is
hard. How'd those dates go?
He doesn't like waiting online for pizza. I'll say that.
Right.
You know, it wasn't great, but it's absolutely a legendary experience, right? And we had to have it. We still have a lot of research to be done because we have two little kids and we don't get to go out a lot for pizza.
Yeah.
But you know, it's just so cool to be able to be a part of it and really keep our heads high and know that we're putting out a great product.
Definitely.
And we look forward to having a lot of new guests. Like I'm sure there's so many people we haven't, don't even know that we took over this place, haven't even been here.
Yeah, just getting the word out. That's the biggest part of it.
For sure.
Before we wrap up, is there anything you want to tell people about Pasta of S before we...
By the way, you get the award for the most talkative.
Definitely. Should we roll into a second episode? Is there a part
usually
two?
Usually Frank gets that award.
Oh, yeah. She stole it right from me.
I'm sorry. You put me in the middle.
No, it's great.
There's a spotlight on me. I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
No, it's perfect.
Yeah. Well, you know, I also, I believe I'm the first woman on this show, so I really wanted to make sure
you actually are.
That I was showing up for the pizzaiolas and the ladies that are running.
There you go. Awesome.
Around.
I love it.
Please do not forget to get into that cookie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's do a cheers with those cookies.
Break into that sucker. Enjoy that, please.
To close out a little bit.
Breakfast of champions.
Oh, it's warm,
yeah,
too.
I was going to say.
I'm on a diet, too.
Top secret, if you want us to throw that cookie into the pizza oven for
that.
A good 10, 15 seconds
you can do
when
that
you
for
come
people?
Here, we'll warm it up.
You never did that for me when I came here before.
I think I did.
No, I don't think so.
Maybe it was fresh out of the oven. No, I would just say we're open Monday through Saturday. We take Sundays off right now, 11 to 8, very consistently. Please follow us on Instagram so you can see all the fun stuff that we're doing and making. A Vest Pizzeria.
We'll share it on Uncharted, too.
And then, you know, just look out for fun stuff. Like I said, we're right on Route 1 off of 95. Fresh bread, $4. Try the eggplant caponata. Try the crispy chicken cutlets. There's a beautiful fresh salad bar, too, we can make
for you
over at the end.
Lots
of healthy options, also.
All right, awesome. Pasta Vest in Guilford. Thank you so much, Sarah, for having us.
Thank you so much.
Necco and Dad, thank you in the back there for making all these delicious pizzas for us and the cookies. And we'll talk to you next time. Remember, it's not burnt.
It's charred.
Oh!
Cheers,
New Haven style pizza. Come and take a seat. A pizza, it's time to eat.